asked news helicopters to back off.
We have shots fired, 4-5 shots fired.
And as the cabin went up in flames, social media also lit up, with users like this one crying conspiracy. So U.S. authorities have apparently burnt someone to death in a cabin and let it burn through the basement so no body is left. Another user, referring to reports that Dorner's ID was found, come on, people, how in the world is Dorner's body burned beyond recognition? But they found his license he just so happened to be carrying. Another pervasive theory, I think Dorner probably killed someone and left their body in that fire while he escaped. Others blasted the police.
We're gonna go forward with the plan with the burner.
Blaming them for the cabin fire. LAPD was prosecutor, judge, jury, and executioner yesterday. They burned him alive. Apparently, burning people alive is now considered appropriate behavior for the police. From the very beginning, Dorner had found plenty of sympathizers.
I just want to start off by saying that I perfectly support 100% what Chris Dorner is doing.
I read this manifesto, and I believe him.
On Facebook, more than 18,000 likes for a page titled, We Stand with Christopher Dorner. On Instagram, the rapper Ab Soul spoke for many when he said this about Dorner's rampage. This was a necessary evil. God bless you, sir.
People like anti-heroes, and we have a history of rooting for everybody from Bonnie and Clyde and Butch Cassidy.
USC professor Karen North studies the intersection of psychology and social media.
One of the things that social media has allowed us to do is to join conversations and not be as accountable for our opinions.
In other words, people may express things online they wouldn't necessarily say to their friends in public. Others just like to be provocative. Still, this user poses a question many today are asking.
Why is America showing so much support for him?
Dan Simon, CNN.